Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of our podcast, Pretty Much Everything. So for the past 2 weeks, we've been pre-recording a few of the episodes because we have exams and school and college and other stuff. And we actually want to like upload the episodes on time every week. But anyways, so yesterday we were having one of our daily rants. This isn't really a rant, but we were thinking about how it would be if we were twins and we went to the same school, and we had the same classes. So we thought, why not save it for our podcast and talk about it now?
Okay, so I feel like when like people say twins, there's always like the good twin and the bad twin. So I feel like even with us, people would assume one of us is like the good kid and one of us is like not the bad kid, but probably like the rebel.
Yeah, almost exactly like that. But like, I feel like there's like a cool twin who's like looked up to and popular. And then there's the other one who's not looked down on, but like is not really known. It's almost invisible. And I feel like you'd be the more like cool rebel twin because you're more outgoing, and I feel like you would actually like not mind starting a conversation and stuff, whereas me, I don't like talking to people. Like I talk to myself, like, yeah, but like I don't like starting conversations. And
honestly, I don't start conversations either. Like, the two things I can't do is start a conversation and keep a conversation going. I can listen and reply if you, like, ask questions or something. That's all that I can do. Like, I wouldn't say I'm outgoing either, but
no, but you're more out there. Like, people actually notice you and, like, they actually want to start a conversation with you. Whereas me, people just assume I'm this introverted person. I mean, obviously that is kind of my fault too, because I just don't, like, I'm just sitting all the time doing nothing and like ignoring people. Not exactly ignoring, but like I feel like people would approach you more than they would approach me.
Maybe. I also, at the same time, I feel like the whole good twin and the bad twin, or the popular one and the other one, is like just like a fantasy or something. It's not like real. It's a stereotype kind of a thing. But I also feel like in a lot of cases it actually exists.
But at the same time, isn't it kind of cool? I mean, not cool, but like it's also kind of convenient, because if you're like legit the same person, like obviously you're two different people, but if you're almost the same in every different aspect, there's, you know, either you kind of get sick of it, or like, you know, people don't find you as interesting, or like, you know, you just don't get, I wouldn't say attention, but you're just not noticed. I really don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like twins just look the same. Like,
not necessarily.
Almost every twin has like a different personality. Like, maybe their style and stuff is different, but most of the time their personalities are like
similar, but as time goes, it changes in many different ways.
Sometimes I just feel like twins are pressured to like have different personalities
because people just assume they're the same, like just a copy of the other. And like, and I feel like most of the time they just want to be their own self. They don't want to have someone who's the same exact person that they are. And they just want to be looked at by other people as a different person, like a totally different person.
You know, what's really weird is people actually think we're twins.
Like random strangers, or like even a few relatives who we aren't like that close to, or who don't really know us that well, they just assume we're twins. And
yeah,
it's weird.
It's normally like passersby in stores, they'll just walk past us and they'll be like, are you twins? And we're like, no, we don't even look similar. We
don't need to look similar to be twins.
That's what I'm saying. But they don't know us, they're strangers. So on what other basis would they assume that we're twins?
But sometimes I wish we were actually twins, because I feel like we'd get along more. And
Yeah, but I don't wish we were twins. Like, in some situations, yeah, it would be cool to have a twin. But I also don't because we're, like, we have this age gap. We have, like, our own stories to tell in a way. It's, like, we don't go through everything at the same time. And we aren't, like in school, we're not in the same batch and all that stuff. And different things happen, like, everywhere. And, yeah. But, like, if we were twins, would you want to be my age or would you want, like, me to be your age?
I don't know. I want to be my age, but, like, at the same time, I might also want to be your age. Like, I feel like if it's my age, we're, like, much more mature and, like, I don't know. I feel like we would have experienced more stuff, but if we're your age, I feel like things would be so different.
Yeah, because you don't see things in my perspective right now. But, yeah. Like, yeah, again, I would say I wish we were my age because I don't know how things are for you. And, yeah. The thing is, I like not being a twin because I'm younger. So you have to go through everything before me so I know how everything is going to be. And I can make my own decisions seeing you go through the stuff. And if you mess up...
Yeah, but... Ugh, I hate being the older kid. It's so not fair. Like, first of all, literally everything you do, the blame falls on me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Especially before. Like, it's not fair. I used to be that sweet, innocent kid who would, like, actually, like, I was actually a good kid. And then we grow up, and then you start doing things, and the blame just automatically falls on me.
Yeah. No, honestly, older kids are just in the illusion that they get blamed for everything the younger kid does.
You have no idea.
Listen to me.
And, like, every time, like, you do something, they're just like, you should have been there to stop her. You should tell her that it's wrong. Yes, she's Amma says that all the time.
Okay, listen to me. The thing is, everyone knows that if something happens, it's me who did it. So I just get blamed. Whether I did it or not, I get blamed because, like, they expect me to be the one who did it.
That's okay because you're the younger kid. But again, I exist. I'm older. And they're just going to blame me because I'm supposed to be way more mature than you are and I should know better.
Well, you don't get blamed for the things I do because everyone knows that whatever... If I make a mess, it's obvious. I make it obvious that I made the mess.
But anyways, like you said... The one thing that bothers me about being the older kid, like you said, is I have to go through everything first. So I don't even know if I'm making a mistake or if I'm going to ruin my life by taking this particular decision.
But then again, you don't take any decisions.
That's not true.
Like, you haven't yet, at least. But...
Okay, on to something a little more serious. Let's talk about fireworks. I mean, we get it. It's the festive season. It's something that you guys want to celebrate. But, like, there are so many different ways to celebrate. And I think fireworks is the worst option. Not only because it causes pollution, but it causes so many accidents. The manufacturers, they literally, they're earning money through this just to, you know, either get a disease or die because of it.
They go through hell to make the fireworks, and we get, like, there are some people who, like, buy fireworks just so, for the manufacturers, right? I feel like I've heard of some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you don't buy fireworks, they're not gonna have to produce it for you. They can't find alternatives.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, I do feel bad for them. They don't have enough money. They're just looking for a means to earn money so that they can survive. But if we're going to support them with this idea of, you know, by buying the fireworks, you're literally giving them a death sentence.
And you're throwing away your own, like, habitat away by polluting it.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, air pollution. Like, I feel like a lot of people say that fireworks is air pollution, but it also brings a lot of noise pollution.
Yeah.
And
I know, every time, like, early in the morning, and the worst thing is, especially where we live, they just burst fireworks for no random reason. Like, randomly, a random day in the middle of the year. It's not even... There's not, like, a festivity near, like...
There might be for
coming
the
in. Yeah, but, like... I mean, you don't... It's not something that's necessary. I feel like it's just a waste of time and money.
The thing is, for some people, like, some people say that it's a part of their tradition.
Right? But, like, back in the day, these things didn't even exist. They celebrated through different ways, different methods.
And you can always change your tradition, I feel like. And, like, there's so many different ways to celebrate rather than giving fire putting fire in the hands of a child.
Yeah, and, like, people are changing so much now, and even traditions are. So I feel like, and I, you know, the one thing that really gets to me is how people are like, traditions are changing, but like, they keep the ones that are unnecessary.
I know, you could keep the traditions that you want to follow, which are like, appropriate to today's world exactly, but like, that don't cause harm to other people. Mm-hmm. But, like, fireworks, first of all, it's definitely not a tradition, so please don't go around saying that. That's just, first of all,
it didn't even exist back in the day. And, like, I'm not saying, like, ban it completely. I mean, actually, like, in a way, I am, and I kind of do mean it. But, like, okay, it gives a few people happiness, but, like, if you're going to burst fireworks, then don't do it too much. Like, don't spend so much money on fireworks when you could use that money on something else.
I've never understood the concept of fireworks because it's like you're finding joy in putting something on fire. It just moves for a bit and then you get so happy from doing that. I mean, no offense to anyone. Like, if some people actually find that entertaining and stuff. I mean, I feel like even I did when I was a child, but...
Okay, no, for me, I might have, but, like, it still annoyed me a lot. Like, the noise and, like, it was so bright and I just... And I'm someone who likes the dark. I like when it's quiet. Like, I like being alone, honestly. I just want to be alone. Like, I like that.
Me too.
Obviously, people are different, but...
I mean, I like being alone too. I like being in corners and stuff. It's just fireworks. It was like, it always indicated something. But like, now that like, I've grown to like this position where I know that it's harmful and stuff, and it can kill people, and it just...
It has killed people.
Yeah. Not only the people who produce it, but also the people who use it, and the people who don't use it as well.
It causes so many accidents. You know, it's almost... similar to smoking cigarettes,
except
in a way
you're not putting it into your own lungs, but you are still gonna inhale the air in which you do this. So yeah, like I'd say just don't use fireworks. If you're going to use don't get too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so in the last episode, I talked about how we were going to do question of the week in every episode of the podcast, where we would answer a question that either one of the listeners asked or that we came up with. And I had a little time to think about it later, and I decided that instead of doing just questions like a Q&A, we could play games every week, so a different game each week. And this week we've decided to play who's more likely to. So basically, who's more likely to is where there's a hypothetical situation and we decide who's more likely to, you know, do that or
fit into the situation.
Yeah. So I have like 9 different hypothetical situations here and we're going to play this game. So let's start. Okay, so the first one is who's more likely to give all their money to charity? So do you want to start?
I don't know, probably. I feel like both of us would.
I feel like it would be you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, but I feel like, but all their money, probably you. I mean, again, I would too, though. I still feel like there's a bigger chance of you doing it first because you... I really
if
don't
know
if
it's all my money, I would say it's me because I... Once I start earning my money, I don't feel like I'm going to need it for anything except for food and shelter because right now I only want money for, like, education and stuff because I'm really based on that right now. So after I start earning on my own, I would probably do that.
I feel like I want to be that person who has too much money that I don't need it, and so that gets me to start, like, donating, like, giving it to for charity, like, you know, give it to an orphanage or old age home or like for to cancer institutes and stuff like that. But like, again, I really can't decide. But I still, like, something tells me it would be you, but I'm still, like, indecisive.
Yeah, definitely at some point both of us are going to give some money to charity.
Yeah.
But if it was
like,
all
we were,
of
we
our
were
money,
talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, if it was all of our money, then I would say me.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is, who's more likely to survive an apocalypse? I think it's both of us in different ways.
What do you mean, different ways?
Like, I feel like I'm, because of my OCD and I plan, like, pretty much everything, I feel like I'd actually, like, I mean, obviously you wouldn't really know if an apocalypse was approaching, but I still feel like I'd have everything planned out, like, you know, just in case. Whereas you're more of that in the moment kind of person at points.
I feel like I would think it out logically, and but at the same time, I feel like it would also be you, because I kind of panic in situations like that, so yeah, it would probably...
I think I would panic, but it would be in a way that no one can tell.
No,
like, that's actually, like, I suppress my feelings
a lot.
I
never openly panic.
Me too. I mean... If it's really serious, then maybe, but, like, I'm really good at hiding what I feel.
I feel like you would panic, and because of that, that would make you survive, because you would plan on what to do.
Yeah.
I think logically, and I feel like I would fight it out. If it was, like, a weird, if it was a supernatural kind of thing, I feel like I would...
I'd probably be that one person who's excited about it, and, like... enjoys it.
Honestly, so would I, but not as much as you would. I just feel like if it was like supernatural or something where you have to like fight through it, I'd survive.
I'd die trying, probably.
Yeah, I feel like I would have more chances of surviving than you if it was like that.
Yeah, you would. Okay, third one. Who is more likely to win a Nobel Prize or Olympic medal? It's easy, you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a dumb kid.
No, maybe.
And I'm not athletic whatsoever. And, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, you can earn a Nobel Prize for something else.
Yeah, but, like...
I feel like you would break a record. I would win a prize, if that makes sense. I'm trying to be nice, okay?
Fine. Okay, I really don't know what to say. Okay, next one. Who's more likely to cry after a sad movie?
You.
I mean, I would not. I'm cold-hearted. I don't cry.
First of all,
I just don't cry for anything.
Neither of us. We don't cry at movies. That's just, like,
right?
It's not weird. That's rude, but...
You know, I don't cry at all. Like, I mean, randomly, tears start rolling down my eyes. I think that's because I don't cry that much, that it's just I need to sob like, I can get it out. But I don't cry when I'm supposed to.
There are times when I want to cry, but I just can't.
I can't. It's hard
sometimes. I laugh it out all the time. And, like, I can't cry when I need to. Like, when you're supposed to be crying, I can't cry.
Exactly. Me.
That's me. I only cry in private. I can't cry in front of people. And also, watching movies doesn't make me emotional.
Yeah. I mean, I might be, like, touched and, like, emotional in the sense I wouldn't, like, show it out. I'd be, like, really touched by it. Or, like...
That's the thing. I wouldn't
in a way. Like, and that depends on the movie. But I wouldn't cry for it.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be touched by movies. I'd only be touched by books. Because I just don't feel emotional connection with movies as much as I do with books. But again, I wouldn't cry at a book either.
Yeah. Okay. Who's more likely to have a weird phobia?
You. Because of your OCD, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
But what would it be?
I don't know. Like... I wouldn't say it would be a phobia. Like, phobia is, like, a fear, right? So, it would just be something you're disgusted by.
Yeah.
I would have a weird something else, but not a weird phobia.
Okay, next one. Who's more likely to do weird things in public?
Me.
You. Clearly. Definitely you.
I don't care. I don't hold back. I don't care what people think, and I don't care if they're watching. I mean, it's they're gonna laugh at it. They'll probably just think I'm a clown or like an entertainment source, which is cool. So
yeah.
And I mean, it's not like I'm gonna see them again. Even if I do see them, like even if it's someone I know,
you don't care about what other people think.
Okay, who's more likely to rule the world? You.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you have the skill. And like,
wow.
The thing is, I feel like I'd be a good leader, but you just do a good job at like ruling people.
Yeah.
But again, I am the more bossier one.
Yeah, you definitely are. But no, it's just.
And I'm accepting
that. I feel like if someone wanted to rule the world, I wouldn't want to. I feel like you would want to.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, maybe in a way I would because
There are things I want to change, but I don't want to rule the world.
Yeah, I feel like ruling the world is just too much pressure.
But when it comes to ruling the world, I don't know which one of us is most likely to do that.
I still feel like it might be you.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Okay, next one. Who's more likely to be a world traveler? You.
Me. I want to travel.
I mean, I want to as well, but I feel like I'm that one person. First of all, I'm really lazy. And second of all, I feel like I'd be that one person who's like drawn to a particular place that I wouldn't want to leave it.
Yeah, and you have to plan every trip out, right? For me, it's just
oh my god, I would love that part of it. Like, I would love planning things out, but it would be so stressful that I just give up.
For me, it'd just be a moment of impulse. Like, if I want to go there, then I'm going there. Yeah. I don't care how I get there. I'm just going
to
go there.
I need to plan everything out. Like, from the basic stuff.
Yeah, I'd be the person who carries around a map and, like, marks every place that I've been to. Because I really want to do that. I want to become a world traveler.
Uh-huh. Okay. And last one. Who's more likely to become a high school teacher? I feel like it's me.
Yeah, I'm not going back to high school after I finish. No, I'm sick of these kids. I'm sick of you all.
Okay, before... I'm that one kid who's never really thought about wanting to be an astronaut. I always wanted to be a teacher.
I want to teach preschoolers and kindergartners. That would be fun.
No, I want to be that one teacher who's cool, I guess, but, like, who's actually friendly towards the kids and, like, you know, because I feel like I would actually get their perspective.
I feel like you would be friendly towards them, but, like, you'd secretly have something against everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely me. I have something against everyone. Like, you know what? I don't even need to think about it. It just pops up in my head. Like, I don't even have to think about it.
I think I'd be a decent teacher. Like, I could do the teaching part. Maybe even the communicating with
You'd be
part.
That savage teacher.
Oh, I don't want to be that savage teacher. But
I feel like you'll be that chill teacher because you'll give up on them. You'd be like, you know what? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
I wouldn't give up on them. It's just that I'll probably be like them because I'm never going to grow up. But
that's true.
No, but I feel like if it came to the teaching part, then I would teach. I'm not a bad teacher. I can teach myself. But
yeah, I think I would do.
But I feel like I would be either I would be like a professor or I'd be a kindergarten or a preschool teacher. Not high school.
Yeah, not high school. Okay, I know I said that was the last one, but this is fun, so a few more. So, who's more likely to do something illegal?
Probably me.
Definitely you.
Because I'm not saying I would. I mean, maybe I would. Parents, if you're listening, this doesn't mean anything, but I feel like it's just because I like taking risks.
I feel like you wouldn't really worry about it too much.
Yeah,
you'd probably do it and then realize it was illegal, but you still wouldn't worry
would
about it too
at
much.
It definitely.
You'd laugh at it. Yeah.
It's just I feel like I'm someone who lives off the edge, and I want to like I don't want to.
You'd probably like trespass or something.
No, I want it to be something cool, but in my head, I want it to be something cool. If I do something illegal, but it's probably going to be something I don't even realize. Like I don't want it to be something like just speeding or something where you just get a ticket for. But also don't want to go to jail for it because don't have time to waste in jail. But I want like my dream crime kind of thing would be cliff diving after a place is closed.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't even consider a crime because it was open before. I'm just doing it after.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, probably me.
Who's more likely to bungee jump?
I've been bungee jumping, so.
I haven't.
Me.
It's so annoying. You get to do all that fun stuff.
So, yeah. Sandhya.
Ugh. Freak. Okay, who's more likely to be a billionaire? That's a hard one. I feel like it might be you.
It's a different thing.
I feel like you'll have more ways of coming to that point.
I don't want to be honest.
No, you would actually, like, if like, that was your goal, or if you wanted to, you would actually, like, think of a way to do it. I, on the other hand, like, again, if it was a goal or something I wanted to achieve, then I would strive for it. I would try hard. But I feel like close to the end, I would give up because, you know, I'm too lazy and I just, you know, I think it's pointless. Or, like, you know.
Yeah, normally I'm lazier than you are. It's just that when it comes to.
And again, when it comes to being a billionaire, I feel like I don't need all that money.
Me neither. I don't want to be a billionaire. It's just.
Again, like before, like, I would probably just, you know, give it all to charity.
Me too. I don't want to be a billionaire. I basically just want a barn life. I'm not even.
I just want to be settled. I want to be financially stable.
At some point in my life, I want to live on a farm. That would be really cool.
That would. But yeah, I just want to be stable. That's it. Like. Same. I really want to be a vlogger.
Being a millionaire, I want to be, like, I wouldn't say I don't want to be one. I would want to be one, but I want to be a millionaire, but at the same time, no one knows I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. I don't want, like, the clout. Yeah. And, like, I don't want people to use me because of that. I hate being the center of attention, which is why I barely talk to people. I hate being the center of attention. But, like, so, like, if I were a millionaire and... I don't want to be known as a millionaire. I just want to be looked up as someone who,
yeah,
you know, whatever I am. And I don't want to be known by the world as someone who has a lot of money.
Yeah, it's sad that, like, millionaires are known for their money when they should just be known for what they did to get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But at the same time, I feel like most millionaires didn't get it by being honest or true to themselves.
I don't know about that, but.
Like, most. Of them. Okay, next one. Who's more likely to not contact the other person? I feel like it's you.
Why?
I feel like I'd be that one person who, I mean, even if I do hate your guts and, like, am annoyed by you, don't act surprised.
You're just gonna say that in every
episode. Don't act surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I feel like I would. I feel like I'd call you. You know what the thing is? I just need you to rant about things.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I feel like I'd be that one person to call you, like, every day just to rant about whatever's happening in my life at that time. Like, I love ranting. Like, if that was an occupation, I'm pretty sure I would totally go down that way.
But I don't feel like I'd.
And I'd be amazing at it.
I'd probably, like, I don't know, maybe.
But at the same time, I feel like, in a way, it could also be me because I'd be preoccupied in whatever I'm doing.
Exactly.
Same. But at the same time, that applies to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's just, like, even now, I don't talk to, like, even if people, like, try to get in contact with me, I don't exactly talk to everyone. But, like, I don't know. Even I need someone to rant to, too, so, like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one. I'm saying last because we need to stop here. There's too many. So, who's more likely to
be a
celebrity? Or, like...
A celebrity.
Famous, yeah. I feel like both of us in different ways.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be an influencer.
I'd be an influencer. Yeah, I think you would be more towards, like, the acting side.
I would start off an influencer. And then go to something I want to do because I would start, like, vlogging and stuff, and then I wouldn't continue.
You'd definitely get sick of it.
I'd drop it off, like, how I dropped off my podcast
and stuff.
And then I would start doing something, like, probably totally different. Maybe that's something that doesn't even exist. But I feel like, actually, you said I would be famous for, like, acting and stuff. I want to be famous for writing. I want my book to get famous.
Yeah, I feel like you'd definitely be a good writer, good author.
Yeah.
Or even a poet.
Ew.
Your poems.
I mean, yeah. But, like, poems, I can only write poems if I'm feeling stuff.
That's true. You're usually based off your emotions at that moment.
Yeah. So, as an influencer, you. As a celebrity, like, for me, it depends, like, if I want to. I wouldn't mind being an actress, but at the same time, there's a lot of, like, disadvantages to it that I wouldn't really get into. And, yeah. I want to be an athlete.
Yeah. That's
one. I want to be a boxer, so yeah.
Okay. You know what? Me too, honestly. Like, not a boxer. I just want to be that person who actually works out because I want to.
Well, you don't. I mean, you can, but you
I
don't.
Would. I work the out. Thing is, nothing motivates me to do it.
Nothing motivates me to do I mean, it either, except for the fact
the thing is,
that...
The thing is, there are things that motivate me to do it, but it just feels like every time I want to, either I'm too lazy or, like, I procrastinate, or it's just...
I feel like I the only know. Reason that I kind of work out is because I get called out for being fat sometimes. So, like...
Okay, no. Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. For me... People think I'm skinny, but I think I'm fat. And I
exactly,
am.
Exactly,
okay?
Same.
I've gained a lot of weight and fat, like,
to be honest, same, but I know that they're just saying it so that I don't feel bad, but I know for a fact that I'm fat. For you, I feel like people are saying because you actually are not fat. But for me, I'm fat. I say that I'm fat. I acknowledge that I'm fat. I have lost, like, weight and
okay, fat. But I hate when people are like, you're fat, you're skinny. Like, keep it to yourself. Don't judge others.
Exactly.
I mean... If they weren't okay with it, they would do something to change it.
Exactly. That
right?
is what's making me work out. It's just that people, not a lot of people, I don't get called fat a lot, but mm-hmm. I just feel like people are thinking it. That makes me work out also because I want to gain more muscle because...
You're just an active person.
I'm getting into
you
boxing.
You can't sit still.
I'm getting into boxing.
Like, I'm surprised you don't have ADHD.
I am getting into boxing. Oh my God, don't bring up ADHD here.
I said I'm surprised you don't have it.
I know, but still... Yeah, I just want... I want to... Either I would be an athlete or I'd be an author. That was the question. The celebrity
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, I'd definitely be the influencer. Again, for the billionth time. I really want to be a vlogger. I want to be a YouTuber. I feel like... I mean, obviously, now that I've started YouTube and, like, I'm actually doing it a lot more often than I did before, and, like... With, like, a 10-minute video or, like, a 15-minute video, there's so much struggle. And, like when I film, like, I have, like, 1 hour or a little more of a clip to edit. Whereas YouTubers, they have, like, hours of stuff to edit. But, like, at the same time, I feel like... they've achieved something they want to achieve and they have their life, like, obviously not put together, but
they have an idea of what they're going
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, and, like, they have a good life. But, like, I just want to be a vlogger because I feel like that's something that's cool and I feel like I'd be good at it. And it just wouldn't be a hobby or something I'd want to do, but I'd also be able to earn, you know... money out of it, and, like, I'd be able to form a career out of it. Okay, we're gonna end this episode here. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you liked it, and want to say something?
Yeah, bloopers are gonna come up next. Make sure to listen to those, and we'll see you on the next episode, I guess.
Yep, bye. Hey guys!
Bye!
Dude! There's not a blooper of me saying that should be a blooper.
No, not mine.
There's hydrogen and helium and lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air with oxygen so you can breathe, and fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the size, sodium for salty times, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorescent, sulfur, chlorine, and argon, potassium, calcium to make you strong, scandium, titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, no gets a stable. Halogens and alkalis react aggressively. Each period will see you. The electrons get out, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th, and carbon nickel coins get neon. Oh, I don't know if there's too much.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
Wait.
It's recording. Hello.
Hi. Petition to fire Shreita from the podcast and make me the only host.
Right. You know, you're not going to continue. You can just continue Sosa Sunday after that.
That's boring.
Hi. Perdone, senorita, yo soy, my name. I don't like saying my name. Yo hablo español.
I want a gay best friend.
Me too.
Yo, what's up, Shakespeare? When I die and come to heaven, if I do, I am bringing Merchant of Venice with me, and you will see that that was the cause of my death, and you will re-die.
Bloody hell.
Zabenya. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Because apparently Katy Perry does.
Okay, thank you guys so much for watching this week's
episode. Not watching, listening.
Oh, I'm so used to YouTube.
Okay. Whatever.